Begin the current daf, Masechtas Vachim daf Yud Beis. Begin on the top line of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf, and that is, Rabbi Eishia had explained the opinion of Ben Beseira in his Machlekes with Rabbi Shua in our Mishnah. That is, our Mishnah continued the theme of the previous Mishnah, opening up the Masechta, the Perek, which spoke about that Pesach, that's Nishchat Shloi Lishma, is going to be possible according to everyone. However, our Mishnah spoke about if someone slaughters a Pesach Shloi Lishma in the morning of the 14th of Nisan, not in the afternoon. So Ben Maseir said it's going to be possible. I'm sure it's going to be kosher. Now, the difficulty is on really Ben Maseir, because similarly, it's like Rabbi Shua said, it's not the time, it's not Zmanli of Pesach, and the Pesach Shlei B'Zmanli is like a Shlamim, which then if it's Lodesh Shlodeshma is actually going to be kosher. Why does Ben Maseir say that it's going to be possible? So on that, Rabbi should explain, because Ben Maseir actually holds that the whole day of the 14th of Nisan is kosher for the Shechita of Karban Pesach, and since it's considered Zmanli, so it's a Pesach B'Zmanli, when you do it Shalei Lishma, then it's going to be possible. And on that, the Gemara asked, but it says Bein Arba'im. So on that, Rabbi Yishai says, Bein Arba'im means to say that between the end of the previous evening, which is Alois HaShachar, the morning of the 14th of Nisan, and the next evening, Bein Arba'im, between the Aravim, the nights, that whole day is considered this man of Shechitas Pesach. So on that, the Gemara asked a few different questions where we find by the Keteris, by the Menorah, by the Karban Tamid, we find they all say Bein Arba'im. We know it's in the afternoon, not in the morning. And the Gemara said, we have different reasons by each one of them why it's going to be in the afternoon. But in general, as we're saying by the Karban Pesach, Bein Arba'im can mean the whole entire day. However, the Gemara continues to ask and says, Hasam Namiksim, all the answers you gave, why those Bein Arba'im all have to mean the afternoons, the Gemara says, well then the same logic applies to the Karban Pesach, because it says by the Karban Pesach in Sefer Dvarim, it says, Sham Tizbach Esa Pesach Ba'erev, they usually slaughter Karban Pesach in the evening. So it also has, just like it says, Me'erev Ad Baker by the Menorah, here it says Ba'erev. So why do you say that this man is the whole day, when it seems to say it should be later on in the day? Says the Gemara, Hahu, that Be'erev, Li'u'cher Davrhu Da'as, is coming to tell us that the Pesach should be delayed after the Karban Tamid. Meaning, even though, like we're maintaining, Rabbi Yishai holds, that the whole entire day is the Zman of the Karban Pesach, but if it was delayed until after the time of the bringing of the afternoon Karban Tamid, then you have to let the Karban Tamid come first, and only then, after you delayed that, then you can bring the Karban Pesach. That's what it says, Be'erev. As the Gemara says, the Tanakh, Lunda Brice, which says this idea. Yo'ucher, it should be delayed, Davar, something, referring to the Karban Pesach, Shnema by Be'erev, Ubein Arba'im. That has two terminologies saying that it's later, Bein Arba'im and Be'erev. Ledavar, it should be after something, referring to the Karban Tamid, Shalai Nema by Ela Bein Arba'im Bavad, that only says between the Aravim, not Be'erev, which seems to connote later, because it's Be'erev and Bein Arba'im. So that's what's coming to teach. So therefore the Gemara says, no, really Bein Arba'im is the whole entire day. And here where it says Be'erev, it's coming to say that if it's the time of the Karban Tamid, then the Tamid's first, and then you have to delay the Karban Pesach after that. That has the Gemara. Omika Midi, is there such a thing? The Ilushach Ele Mitzafra, if you could slaughter in the morning the way your Rebbeish is explaining for Ben Besera, Amrit Zimnehu, you say, oh, that's its time. V'chimati Ben Abayim, when it reaches the afternoon, Amrit Yuchadav, then you say, oh, then you can't do it now. Now it's the afternoon, you have to do Tamid first and then the Karban Pesach. How could that be? If the Karban Pesach could even be brought in the morning when the Karban Tamid Shal Ben Abayim can't be brought yet, how now are you saying it has to be after the Karban Tamid Shal Ben Abayim? So the Gemara in, yes, we find such a precedent. The Amr Birchen, like Birchen said, Mesechtas Brachas, actually a very similar type of halacha regarding something that's constant and something that's not, although it's actually before it, but now that when the constant thing comes, it has to wait until after the constant thing. Says Rabbi Birchen, halacha, the ruling follows the opinion that says that if someone has two prayers to daven, one of Mincha and one of Musaf, meaning, although generally Musaf is davened earlier in the day, but if someone delayed and didn't daven Musaf until it's already the time for Mincha, he actually has to delay it now. Mispal shel Mincha, va'achakach mispal shel Musaf. You first daven Mincha, then Musaf, that's the same thing over here. Although Musaf can be davened before Mincha, and although the Karban Pesach can be brought in the morning before the Karban Tamid, if you didn't and it's already that time, that's what Be'erev is coming to teach. But not that it has to be in the evening. If you waited till then it has to be after the Karban Tamid shel Bein Arba'im. However, the Gemara asks, continuing the theme of the previous stuff on this interpretation of Rabbi Yishai, but if that's the case that you're saying that Bein Arba'im doesn't mean the afternoon, it means the whole day, then the Bein Arba'im nechsev gabi ketaris v'neiris lomali. But then why does it say the terminology Bein Arba'im by the ketaris and the menorah as we mentioned the previous day? Since from those words, according to Rabbi Yishya, it doesn't teach us anything regarding the afternoon. And although we know those Keteris and Menorah are done later in the day, that, as we said, we have to learn that from different sources, from the Erevat Baker and Keteris as compared to the Menorah. But if Bein Arbaim is not teaching it has to be an afternoon, then what's the point of saying that? Void, moreover, we learn in the Tosefta clearly that is a refutation of Rabbi Yishya, because the Braisa teaches as follows. Heshev Rebbe Tachas Ben Beseira, Rebbe responded in place of Ben Beseira, meaning to defend him, Lediv Rabbi Yeshua, to respond to what Rabbi Yeshua had said. Rabbi Yeshua had said in our Mishnah that whoever slaughters the Korban Pesach in the morning is like he slaughtered on the 13th of Nisan, which is not even the Zman at all. And therefore, if one does it, Shalei Lishma, it's not going to be possible like a Korban Shlam. To which Rebbe responded to me, says, Loi, no, it's not the same thing. Im amarta b'shalei shasa, if you're going to say on the 13th of Nisan, where their Shalei Lishma is going to be kosher, she'ein miktsasi ro, because no part of the 13th of Nisan is fit to be done Lishma. So therefore, we don't call that Pesach b'zmanei. Toima barba asa, but whereas regarding the 14th of Nisan in the morning, she'miktsasi ro, that at least part of the day is fit to be sacrificed Lishma, that then you can't compare it. Now, so obviously we see that Rebbe, who is saying like Ben Beseira, is because part of the day is fit to be done Lishma, so that's why he explains that even though that part is the later part of the day, but since it's part of the day, so already if you do it Shalei Lishma, it's considered a Pesach Bezman Shalei Lishma that's going to make it possible. But one thing says the Gemara of them, Isa, now if it would be correct, the way Rabbi Yishya says that according to Ben Beseira, the morning time is kosher itself to be done Lishma, it's not Miktas Hayim is fit to be done Lishma, it's Kulei Rohu. All of the day, according to Rabbi Yishya in Ben Beseira, is fit. Obviously, you see that no, it's only part of the day, but so it's not going to be kosher like Rabbi Yishya said in Ben Beseira if one's Lord is in the morning Lishma. However, it's going to be considered a psul if one does the Shalishma, because at least part of the day is ro lishmai, so it's considered zmanli enough at least to make it possible and it's done shalei lishma. So Ella rather Amar Biechan, and he disagrees with Rabbi Yishya from the previous daf, and it says, he actually invalidates the Karban Pesach that's slaughtered in the 14th in the morning, and that applies bein lishmai, bein shalei lishmai. Whether if he does it for its sake, because as we're saying, it's not zmanah yet until the afternoon. That's not what bin arbayim means. It doesn't mean the whole day, it means the afternoon. And also, shalei lishmai. Why? Hayal miktsasei ro. Since part of the day is fit to be done lishma, and so this day is on some level considered zmanah, not to be yoytze lishma, but at least to make it possible, shalei lishma is considered zmanah. So the morning of the 14th of Nisan, is it going to be a problem, lishmai or shalei lishma? Now says the Gemara, Megadav Bar Rebavo, Rebavo was responded wondering regarding this teaching of Rabbi Yechanan. He says, because Imkain, if that's the case, the way Rabbi Yechanan said, that whether it's done the Pesach in the morning of the 14th of Nisan, Lishma, or Shalai Lishma, either way it's going to be possible, then Pesach, Kosher, a kosher carbon Pesach, to be brought in its time. Lishma, Leben Beseira, Hechemeshkachas, La, how could you ever have a kosher carbon Pesach? Why? Explains the Gemara. If the person separated and designated his Karban Pesach today in the morning on the 14th of Nisan, it's something that's considered rejected from its inception, because at the time that it's being separated now in the morning, it's not fit for anything, because you can't do it Lishma, and you can't do it Shalei Lishma. And we know according to Rabbi Yechon that he says, as the Gemara will later on show the source of that, that dichu miyikar, something that's from its inception rejected, is totally rejected, that can never be used, even though later it's going to be fit to be used. Even though later in the afternoon you could bring it, but right now when you're separating, it's considered rejected. V'ida for shinime etmol, and if it was separated yesterday, niru v'nitchu, that's what's considered that it was eligible, but now it's rejected, because when it was separated on the 13th of Nisan, so then it is fit to be brought as a carbon shalei lishma, but then when it reaches the 14th in the morning, it's not fit for anything. So that's what's called, because we said, not Lishma or Shalai Lishma, because it has the worst of both. Now, so that's what's called Nira V'nitcha. So that, the Allah is, Shuv Einin Nira, it's never fit ever again to be used according to everybody. So that's what the Gemara's question is. According to Rabbanan, we understand that the Karban Pesach is never rejected. Not from either it's going to have the ability to be brought Lishma or Shalai Lishma, because up until the time of its slaughtering, it's fit to be a Karban Shlamim, which is even in the morning of the Karban Pesach. In its time in the afternoon, it's fit to be Karban Pesach, which is Rabbi Yeshua. But according to Ben Beseira, it's rejected in the morning, because the way Rabbi Yechon is explaining, it's not fit for anything, not for Lishma, not for Shalai Lishma. So El Amar Abavo, rather, he says, Tehei, The way you can find the kosher carbon pesach according to Ben Maseir, you have to say, is Tuma, where he separated it, la'achar chatzais. He only designated as a carbon pesach afternoon on the 14th of Nisa, which is the time of its shechita, and it is fit at that time, it's not nitcheh at all, it's fit to be brought l'shma. A second approach, Abaye Amar, he says, you could even say that it was separated in the morning, and it's not considered dochum mikar, rejected from its inception, because in mechusas man labay b'yim, we don't consider something lacking time for its ability to be brought on the same day. In other words, since on today, at least in the afternoon, it's going to be eligible, so it's not considered lacking its capacity of eligibility to be considered rejected, and therefore it's not going to be considered rejected at all, and it's going to be kosher carbon pesach, even if it's separated in the morning. Third approach of Papa, he says, you could even say it was separated the night before. And that's not a problem about Nirav and Nitchor, Nitcha Mikarei, because Laila Emachos Esman, not only is the day, the morning part, not considered lacking the eligibility, although it's only really later in the day, even the night before is not considered lacking that time. The Tanya Rebbe Shmuel, like it was taught in the Bais Rebbe Shmuel, Lail Shmini Nichnes, the night of the eighth day, the child, which is going into its eighth day, the night of that, the child could enter Ladir into the pen, Lis Aser, to be used for Maisa Behema. As the Gemara tells in Mecheres in Afnan Zayin Mad Aleph, that a Mechusas Man, an animal that didn't yet fill the quota of 8 days old, cannot go into the pen to be used to have part of the halach of Maisa Behema, which all the new animals, every 1/10, they go ahead and it's part of the halach of Maisa Behema. But when it's in the night of the eighth, it could already enter into the pen. Ukud Rebbe Petriki, like we find the halacha of Rebbe Petriki, that although really the eligibility of it being brought as the halacha of Maisa Behema is really only on the eighth day, but the night before is already considered not Mechus Zman. The Rebbe Petriki, he actually poses it as a contradiction. Except the pasuk says in Meyikra, the newborn animal should be 7 days underneath its mother. It cannot be yet be brought as into the pen for Maisa Behema. Now, halayla, but it sounds like the night, the following night, the night of the eighth day, Chazi, it is fit, and it's not going to be considered Mechus Zman. But Uksiv, the problem is the pasuk then continues over there and says, Umayyam Ashmini Vahali Yirat, and from the eighth day onward, then it could be, it's to be accepted as a carbon of Maisa Behema. Problem is, the inference is, Halayla Loi Chazi, that the night before is not fit. So, okay, so how do we resolve it? What's the halachic status of the night of the eighth day? Says Rebbe Petriki, Laila Likadusha, the night of the eighth day is eligible to be sanctified, even though it's not yet fit to be sacrificed. Still we say that you could sanctify it, and therefore it could be entered into the deer Lhisaser, Vyoim Lahartza. But it's only on the daytime that it can be willed as a carbon, as Maisa Behema. So obviously we see that Laila is not Mechus Zman, since tomorrow it's going to be eligible. Same thing applies in the halacha context that we're describing over here for the carbon Pesach, that although it's, you're right, according to Ben Maseir, the way Rabbi Yochanan is describing it, the day, and for sure the night before, is not nearer yet. It's not considered nitcha, it's still going to be considered nearer, it's not considered mechus hazman. However, Amalei Reb Zeir Rebbevo, he asked, Rebbevo gave the first approach that he said, that you have to say, yeah, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you separate it after chatzais, meaning on the afternoon when you can finally sacrifice it on the 14th of Nisan. That asked Reb Zeir to Rebbevo, Leima Kesev Reb Yochanan, is that to say that Reb Yochanan holds from the fact that we had to answer according to him that we only separated for Ben Beseira the carbon Pesach after Chatzais, must be that he holds Bali Chaim Nidachin, that even a live animal could be considered rejected. In other words, because if we'd never heard Reb Yochanan say such a statement that live animals can be rejected, so that would sound like then you could separate the animal whenever you want to. Because maybe the halacha of dicha rejection is only by an animal that was slaughtered already. For example, like we have Masechta Yom Tov Samach Beis and Aleph, when if let's say the two seirim that are brought on Yom Kippur, if the mishtaleach, the sar that's sent away, dies, then the blood of the sar Lashem has to be spilled out. Because if it was already slaughtered, then it could be rejected. But a live animal, whoever said this rejection, obviously in Rabbi Yochanan we heard that he holds that it is, because that's the case we're describing. The Karm Pesach, when you separate it, yeah, you can't bring it now, but it's a living animal. Who said it's rejected there? Amalei, so Rebbevo said to Rebbe Zera, in, yes, we did, we heard from Rebbe Yechanan that he said that, because the Amr Rebbe Yechanan, he said, Behema shel shnei shutvin, an animal that's owned by two partners. So hikdish chetzi, so one of the partners went and sanctified his half of the animal to hikdish to Hashem. V'chazav alaka chetzi v'kdisha, and then he went and bought out his partner of his half, and then sanctified the other half. Said Rebbe Yechanan, kedusha ve'in ekreva. So the whole animal has sanctity, but it cannot be sacrificed as a carbon. Why? Since in its initial sanctity, it wasn't eligible to be sacrificed because the other half was still unconsecrated. That's considered dichu meikari. It's from its inception rejected. Therefore, it can never be sacrificed ever again, even though later on it gets the second half and has to go out to graze. And with the money, they go out and purchase a carbon. However, isa tumura, he could make the halach of tumura, which is it's prohibited, but if one swaps the sanctity to another animal, it makes the other animal also kaddish because it's not anymore owned by partners, which tumura doesn't apply to partners. Here he owns the whole thing. Utumura also kayetzba, and the one that it's being switched to will have the same halachas as this animal itself. Now, says the Gemara, Shema Menetlas, and we learn three halachas from this teaching of Rabbi Yechon, which one of them is this idea that Rabbi Vohar answered that you see that there is dichui even by Bali Chaim. First of all, Shmamin Abal Chaim Didachin, you see that the halacha being rejected applies even to a live animal, because here it lost its ability to ever be sanctified, even when it was in its alive stage. And Shmamin, the second thing we learn from this teaching of Rabbi Yechon is Dichum Ikar Havadachi, which everyone agrees with, it's Nirav Nitcha, then it's Nitcha Lagami. But the question is, it was never eligible to be rejected. It was rejected from its inception. We hear also, from the first time he sanctified, we're saying it's rejected. So we obviously, Rabbi Yechon holds that that's considered rejected. Mishmamina, what we hear even more as we continue to Amud Bey, is the third thing is Yesh Dichu Bedamim, that there's even considered a halacha of rejection, even in only a monetary sanctity, even though there's no physical sanctity, like in this case. When he sanctified half of it, he only sanctified it for monetary sanctity because he doesn't have any abilities, any rights in this animal more than halfway, and you cannot sanctify an animal, which generally that means the sanctity goes throughout the whole entire animal, based on what he's saying, because he only owns half. And even so, even though it's a monetary sanctity, still you see Rabbi Yechon says it's appropriate to have the halacha of dicha of rejection, and it's rejected forever. And we don't say that the monetary sanctity is not strong enough to be invalidated because of the laws of rejection. Or a different interpretation, which Rashi doesn't like, is that there is rejection because of the money. In other words, what does it mean that there's bedamim because of the money? Because he didn't pay to purchase the other half from his friend, which it wasn't acquired to him when he sanctified it because it wasn't yet his. So therefore, because of that lack, that's why it's rejected. But he says, Ve'in and Nir Lemayr, it doesn't seem to his teacher this the appropriate approach. But I like the first one, which is, although it only has a monetary sanctity, still that's enough to be rejected. Now, continuing on this theme, related, says the Gemara, Amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, says, Achal Chaylev Vehifresh Carbon. If someone ate forbidden fats, he separated carbon, karmachatos, to atone for himself, Vehemer Das, and then he went and he rebelled against Judaism. Now, at that point that he rebelled against Judaism, he's rejected from the carbon. Why? Like the Gemara says in Chul Naf Heim and Beis, that it says in the Pasuk, Me'ama Oretz, from the people of the land could bring a karmachatos, which excludes a mumer, someone that rejected the path of Judaism. Now, but then he retracted. He stopped rebelling. Says Rabbi Yechon, Hoyel v'nitcha yedacha, since in the middle he was rejected because he rebelled, he was a mummer, and a mummer can't bring a carbon. So although he ate chalef, he separated carbon. But then when he became a mummer, now although he did tshuva and he came back, that was rejected in the middle, it's rejected forever. Itmanami, similar type of a teaching. Amr b'yirmi, Amr b'vo, Amr b'yechonon. If someone ate forbidden fats and separated carbon, then he became mentally deranged. Now, that is also rejected. Because you need das, as the Gemara says in Erichin, Daf Chaf Aleph Man Aleph, to go ahead and bring a carbon. At that point that he became insane, he was rejected from bringing a carbon. Then Mechazeb and Nishtab, and they went back and he was calmed down from his insanity, he became sane again. Says Rabbi Yechon, Ahayel V'nitchi Yedacha, once he was rejected, it's rejected, he can't bring that carbon anymore. Says the Gemara, Tzvichem, we needed both these teachings of Rabbi Yechon. Diash mini kamais, had we only said the first halacha when he's hamer dasay, when he rebels against Judaism, mishum dehu dachi nafshi b'dam, because he's rejecting himself actively. So yeah, that's rejected. Aval hacha, but over here where he just becomes mentally deranged, the memele itchi, that by itself he becomes rejected. I would say kiyashin dami, he's just like sleeping. At that, when someone's sleeping, he has no das, he can't bring it, but when he wakes up, he could. Here also, when he comes out of it, when he snaps out of it, he could, and therefore we would say it's not rejected, therefore we have to say even there it's rejected. Now, B'yashmin Hachad, we said over here the case of Nishtata, mentally deranged, that he's rejected, we would say Mishum de'in b'yot al-achzer, because it's not in his ability to come back. But here in the case of when someone is a mummer, where he could come back, and it's in his ability, a mulai would say it's not rejected, he has the volition, so it's not rejected, he could always just come right back. So you have to say, no, ultimately at that point he was a mummer and he's rejected, so even though when he's chaser, it's considered already rejected, and he cannot bring that as a carbon. Now, related, says the Gemara, Boy Rabbi Yirmiyah. B'yemriya asked, Ochel chela v'hifrish carbon, the same beginning. He ate forbidden fats, and he separated carbon. V'hoiru bezin shechela mutter. And then, at that point in time, before he brought the carbon, the court ruled that forbidden fats are permitted, which they made a mistake. Now, at that point in time, he's rejected from bringing a carbon. Why? Because if he would violate the Issa of Chelev right now, he wouldn't bring a carbon. Like the Gemara says in the beginning of Masechtas Harayos, when the individual does an Avera based on the erroneous ruling of the court, he's exempt. So he wouldn't bring a carbon right now. Then the court afterwards retract and says, oh, we made a mistake. Forbidden fats is Asr. Ma, what's Allah? So explains the Gemara, Mi havadichui? Is that considered rejected? Oiloi havadichui, maybe it's not rejected. What does that have to do with him? He never did anything wrong, meaning he never changed anything. He did an aveira, separated carbon, and then he's bringing it. Now, although the court ruled and then they retracted, does that consider him rejected? Because ultimately he can bring it if you did an aveira now, or no, what does that do with him? Amalei Ahusaba, so there was an elder that said to him, Kipasach Rabbi Yechon B'tchuyin, when Rabbi Yechon opened up this topic, as we quoted many different teachings from him regarding rejection, Meha Pasach. It was from this quick case that you're asking that he opened up and expounded that it is rejected. This was like his opening. My time, what's the reason? Why is it so more the obvious one? Is Hasam over there by the other cases of Mummer and Shaita? There, all it is Gavra Itchi. The person is rejected from bringing a carbon because the carbon, nothing happened to it, but something happened to him. He became deranged. He went off carbon Le'itchi. But the carbon didn't become rejected. In other words, the halacha of a carbon chatas was not rejected from the Jewish people if someone, let's say, was an eligible candidate, if someone who was not a mumur or someone did not become mentally deranged. However, halacha carbon nami yitri, in this case, of when the court made a hairas shaygig, there the whole halacha of the carbon was rejected from everybody because no one would bring. Because the Yachad Shasa Baraz Bezin would be Patr, and therefore that actually is the more obvious case that he is considered Nitcha, and therefore, even though the court retracted and wants to bring his carbon, he can't, is considered Nitcha, rejected from being the carbon in this case of eating the Chalab. Now, the Gemara continues with Allah of our Mishnah, Rav Shimon ben Azza, he says, Mekublani mepi shiv mishnayim zakim mechulu. He says, I have a tradition from the 72 elders on the day that they appointed Rav Elazar ben Azariah that regarding this halacha of our Mishnah. Now the Gemara first asks, "Lamali lamisna shiv mishnayim zakin." Why does he say it in the singular, 72 elder? Should say 72 elders because it's plural. Says the Gemara, it's alluding to the kulu b'chodesh shitza avakamim because they all had the same opinion, or like some girsos have a b'chodesh shaita, meaning it was at one time they were all sitting all together and they all had one opinion, like one man. That's why he used the singular, although it was the Sanhedrin Hagadol, 72 elders. Now the Mishnah said that. In this tradition that Shimon ben Azai had, Lehaisi ben Azai Ela Oila. The only thing he was adding on to the Tanakama of the opening Mishnah of our Masechta was only the carbon Oila. Meaning the Tanakama had said, Kol Hazvachim Shenizbuchu Shalai Lishman is Ksherin Elish Lai Oila Bam Shem Chayba except for Chatas and for the carbon Pesach. On that, ben Azai was saying, one more. Besides Chatas and Pesach is also the carbon Oila. Because the halach of all these Vachim that was Slor Shalai Lishman's Kashan is only if they're eaten. Ayla is not eaten, that wasn't included in the halacha, and the chacham were not meida to ben Azai, and they said, no, only chatas and pesach are going to be pasal. Now, Amar Avuni says, my time of the ben Azai, what's the reason for ben Azai that includes ayla to be pasal? Says the Gemara, because the pasuk says, v'yikra ayla hu, it is a carbon ayla, ishrei reich nechech l'Hashem, a fire offering that should be pleasing to Hashem. Now, as we always have been saying, by chatas, the word hu sounds like b'havayasi, it has to remain in that essential nature. He lishma k'shera, it, if it's done for its namesake, is going to be kasha, shalot lishma p'sula, but it's not shalot lishma, it's going to be pasul. Now, that has the Gemara, if you're expounding who, so Asham namik sebe who. So Asham it also says who, so why doesn't Menaze say like Rebbe Lezer that Asham is also pasul shalot lishma? He doesn't say that, he only says chatas, pesach, and oila. There it also says who. Says the Gemara, no, hu la'acha akhtar se'murim hu d'chsib. By the carbon asham, it only says the word hu after the sacrificial parts were sacrificed. Now you can't say that hu is expounding to be ma'akiv, to say, oh, if you don't do exactly, it's going to be a problem. If the actual emurim being sacrificed themselves are not ma'akiv and going to be kasha that way too, rather must be, as like the Gemara says in Hamad Beis, the word hu is being expounded for other purposes. Well, that is the Gemara, but Hainami la'achar k'tar se'mor m'hundachsiv. The hu by oila is also written only after the sacrifice and sacrificial parts. Why is that any better? So the Gemara trehu ksivi. Says the word hu twice by the Karban Ayla. And therefore, if the second one is not teaching us anything regarding after the Akhtara, because you already have the first one teaching you that, then that's what's called im'ene inyan, then tenele inyan acha, then you give it to something that's related to tell us, even if it's regarding the avoida of the dam, to say that it's going to be possible by the Karban Ayla, but it's done shalay lishma. What's the two times it says by Ayla? One that says in the pasuk by the Ayla Ayla of the Miluim in Parshat Tetzave, and one that says in Sefer Vayikra by the Ayla's Ben Sain. Says the Gemara, Kabi Hashem Nami Trehu Ksevi. By Hashem Notzi says the Hud twice, once in Parshat Tzav after the Haktara, and once in Sefer Vayikra when it says Hashem Hu Hashem Lashem. Now, although, like we said, that neither one of them is being said by the Avoid of the Dam, but put one of them, like we said, in Lekach, if it's not teaching regarding the after the Haktara, because you have the first one saying that, then say, like you said by Ola, that it should be even regarding by the Avoid of the Dam to tell you that it's Ma'akav, it has to be done only the Lashmav, it's not Shalal Lashmav, it's going to be possible. So Ella rather says, you're right, you can't learn from who, because Oyla is the same as Asham in that context. Rather, Ben Azai, Bekavu Chaymer Maisula. He learns it from a Kavu Chaymer that Oyla is going to be possible if it's done Shalay Lishma. Uma Chatas Shein HaKalul, if the Karma Chatas, which is not totally burnt on the Mizbeach, only certain parts. Yet Shachta Shalay Lishma, Psula, but slaughtered Shalay Lishma, not for its namesake, it's going to be invalid. So Oyla Shikalul, the Karma Oyla, which is totally sacrificed on the Mizbeach, like Kalshiken, isn't it all the more so for sure that it's more stringent that if it's done Shalay Lishma, it's going to be possible? Now the question is, but Malachatas Sheikhin Mekaperes, who said, maybe Chatas is more severe because it atones, in contrast to Ayla. And that says the Gemara Pesach Hechich, Pesach will disprove that, where it's also possible it's done Shalay Lishma, and it doesn't atone. Oh, but then says the Gemara, Malach Pesach Sheikhin Zamanik Kavua, how could you learn Ayla from Pesach? Pesach has a designated time, which is only on the 4th of Adam Nisan, in contrast to Ayla. Maybe that's why Pesach is more severe, that if it's slaughtered Shalay Lishma, it's going to be possible. And that says the Gemara Chatas Techech, Chatas will disprove that, where it doesn't have a set time, and yet it's still possible it's done Shalay Lishma. So the logic goes back. The unique feature of Pesach is not the same as Chatzis. Chatzis is not the same as Pesach. What's Hatzad HaShavashav and what's the common denominator of both of them? It's Shein Kodshim, their karbanis. V'shachtin Shalal Lishman, and if they're slaughtered Shalal Lishman, they're going to be pasal. Afani Evi Oilas, I'll also include the karban Oilas. She Kodshim V'shachtin Shalal Lishman Psula, where it's a Kodshim, and if it's slaughtered Shalal Lishman, it's going to be pasal. That is the Gemara, Mala Tzad HaShavashav, and yeah, but what's unique by the common denominator of Chatzis and Pesach, Sheesh Ben Tzad Karis, there's an element of Karis related to them, which doesn't apply to Oila. So therefore, how can we learn Oila from them? So the Gemara, Ben Azai, as we continue to move to Gilman Aleph, Tzad Karis Le Parach, it doesn't hold that's a refutation, because the element of Karis by both of them are not the same. By Chatzis, there's no punishment of Karis regarding the necessity of bringing the Karma Chatzis. It only comes for the mistaken action of Karis, which would be punishable karis that he did, since he did it by mistake, he brings the karma chatas. In contrast, by Pesach, doesn't come for doing something which was erroneous punishment of karis. Rather, someone gets a punishment of karis if he doesn't bring the karma Pesach. So they're not the same element, and therefore he doesn't hold that's unique to both them together, and therefore Oila could still be learned from both them. Now, but then the Gemara asks, if that's the case, so Ashram Nami Laisi, then Ashram should also be included to be considered possible of Zan Shalal Lishma from the same Binyanav, from the same building block of both Chatas and Pesach. Meaning, as the Gemara, as Rashi explains, Rabbi Eliezer said the same idea in the Yudim Abayis. Rabbi Shua said to Rabbi Eliezer, you want to learn it from that? But then you can't because that. You want to learn from that? You can't from that. What's called Chizrani Chalila? And that we had asked him, Rabbi Shua, what do you mean? We can learn from a common denominator of both Chatas and Pesach. And the Gemara concluded and said, no, you can't learn on Ashram from Chatzis and Pesach because the common denominator of both of them has a Tzad Karis. But you're saying, according to Ben Azai, it doesn't hold to that. That's how you can learn the Oila from the two of them. So then Ashram, you're back to that question. Ashram should be able to be learned from Chatzis and Pesach. So on that answer, the Gemara for Ben Azai, no, because Ashram Parach. Ashram is refuted from learning from this Tzad HaShava from a different refutation that you cannot learn it out from this Binyan Av of both Chatzis and Pesach. Because Mala Tzad HaShavash, then what do you find unique to this common denominator of Pesach and Chatzis, which does not exclude Oila, but will exclude Asham? Shekin Yeshnan B'tzibur K'beyachin. It's something that applies to the public, which is would be the same as an individual. Meaning, the Karma Chatzis can be brought by a Tzibur, Oila can be brought by a Tzibur, and Pesach, although it's not literally brought one carbon Pesach by the Tzibur, it's still called a carbon Tzibur, like the Gemara of the Mesechlis Yom of Nanav Manav, because it's what's called Asubi Kenufia. All of the Jewish people bring it together, that's considered Tzibur. In contrast to Hanashim, which is never brought by Tzibur, therefore that's excluded from the Tzad HaShava. Or if you say more if you want, you could say a different answer. You're right, Tzad Karis Nami Parach, you're right. The reason why Asham is not included is because Rabbi Banazi does agree that it is a refutation, that there is a common denominator between Pesach and Chatas, because they both have Karas. So then, okay, Ashram is excluded, now why is Oile included? Oile doesn't have Tzad Karas. Uben Azai Gamarla. And the truth is, Ben Azai knew that Oila is going to be Pasach Shalei Lishma, not from a Kavachaymer. He knew from the tradition, like we said in that Mishnah, from the 72 elders. V'had the Kamer of Huna Kavachaymer. So why did Rav Huna say that it was based on the Kavachaymer? L'amr El Lachad B'Tamidavi only said it to sharpen his students, that they should ask him and say, hey, how could you say it's a Kavachaymer when it was the tradition? But that was only because he wanted to sharpen them, but really it was not a kavachayma, rather it was a tradition. Or a different interpretation is that he wanted them to be sharp, to be like Ben Azai, and say, he had it from a kavachayma, which means to say that he wanted them to understand the elements of the foundation of concepts, to know which one's kal, which one's chamish, so that they should make their own kavachaymas. But the truth is it wasn't based on a kavachayma per se, it actually was based on a tradition, the Gemara Gamarla. He only said as a Kavachaymer, L'chaba Tamidav, and therefore that's how he knew that Oil is Pashal Adishma, and that it wouldn't be difficult that Asham is not included, because, yeah, Asham, this Tzad Karz Parach, which is the same reason why Oil wouldn't be included, but Oil he only knew from a tradition that he had from the 72 elders.